number of times asking him to support House Bill H.R. 40.
And what is your name, sir?
I'm Reverend Kujenga Elia Ashe, and I'm the chairperson of COAL, the Community Organization for Abundant Life. That's my wife, Mrs. Lene Ashe, and she's the co-chair of the Community Organization for Abundant Life.
How do you spell your names?
K-U-J-E-N-G-A, and last name is A-S-H-E, pronounced Ashe.
And for your wife?
Lene, capital L-A-N-A-I, same last name.
Thank you. So I see the sign here about finish the work.
Reparations.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, Columbus Free Press has been around for a while, and we really respect the Columbus Free Press. Reparations is a repayment for all the descendants of the chattel slavery and the African slave trade, and plus anybody who lives in our community, whether they're black, white, red, or yellow, they deserve their reparations. They need money for their children's college educations. You have to get a loan now. There are hardly any more grants left. Also, tax abatements. Also, we want gold, silver, and lands, not just from the federal government, but from the monopoly finance capitalist corporations, the multinational corporations, the Wall Street bankers, the investment bankers. We want to have a march on Wall Street on July 4th, 2012 to tie it up and to demand reparations for all the people. You know, New York was built, Wall Street was built on the labor of slaves. Even Wall Street, they used to sell slaves on Wall Street. And we're saying that we want our money. We just don't want paper money. We'll take some paper money. We want $2.5 trillion at minimum for all the communities, inner cities around the United States. But we also want gold, silver, and lands, reparations and repatriation for everybody that want it. Now, if you don't want it, well, you don't have to take it. You know, if you're doing good, you know, you don't have to take it. But we want it for everybody who's a descendant of chattel slavery, and we call those people Edenites, not just African Americans. You know, Africa is named after Leo Africanus. America is after Miracle Vespucci. You know, America wasn't even his last name. Anyway, President Obama's staff called for this portrait because he likens himself to Lincoln, but we are pushing him to finish the work. Congressman John Conyers Jr. has a House bill, H.R. 40, that we support up in the state of Michigan, which is for reparations, but we can't get it out of the House floor. So we're pushing for the president to sign an executive order so that we can get reparations and repatriation for everybody that wants it. And that's why we have the president shaking hands. We're asking President Obama, as he's here in Columbus today, to finish the work.
If I can ask, what do you think of the environmental movement?
Well, the environmental, everything's tied together. We've got a big sign that says Green Power. Everything's tied together. The earth is being raped by these multinational corporations, and they're polluting the earth. Instead of using the solar power and the wind power and the hydro water power that they could be using, they're still using the fossil fuels. They're doing that because there's so much profit in it. So once again, the profit motive. We're pushing for an economic rights movement, just like the civil rights movement. The civil rights movement, Dr. King led it, and it has done great things. We even have a president who has brown skin. You know, so his dream has come true in terms of the civil rights. But Dr. King, right before he was killed, was starting to push for economics. He was boycotting different corporations. And he's having a Poor People's March on Washington. Just like up in Chicago, they still have the Poor People's Campaign headed by Jerry Robinson. But anyway, right now we need an economic rights movement. Economic rights, civil rights. Civil rights helped all people, black, white, red, yellow, gays, women, everybody piggybacked on the civil rights movement. Now we have our civil rights. We can vote. We have the franchise. We have our mayors, congress people, senators. We even president of the United States. So we have our civil rights. Now we need our economic rights. So we're talking about an economic rights movement. We started it May 1st, 2010, when President Obama came to Ann Arbor to speak at the commencement. And we've just continued it. So we've been going from city to city all across the United States talking about the economic rights movement, with the first program of that being reparations and repatriation for all the descendants of slavery. So that's what we're about. COAL, Community Organization for Abundant Life. We've got a Facebook page. Look us up on the web at www.coal7130.org.
What are your ideas on connecting race and economics with the environmental movement? Because as you saw today, a lot of the people who are protesting the tar sands issue
pipeline.
I didn't see any people of color. No one's necessarily pushing them away, but there's some disconnect going on there.
Well, the problem is that we need a movement, an economic rights movement, which is all people together. Just like the civil rights movement, although it started with the poor black folks down in Montgomery, Alabama, with the bus boycott with Rosa Parks. The problem is that we don't have a movement. Now, you talk about a Tea Party movement. That really isn't a movement. That's a reactionary group. But we're talking about a movement. We need an economic rights movement where all people, black, white, red, and yellow, with all their issues, can come together in a movement to stop this greed of these capitalist pigs. You know, I'm not against free enterprise, but all the capitalists who have all these billions of dollars, what they're doing, they're raping the earth. And if you want to get the Edenites, the black folks involved in the environmental movement, if you want to get them involved in all the movements to stop the pipelines and the nuclear waste and all of that, what you've got to do, you've got to have a movement that's all-inclusive. And we need to come together and sit around a table. Now, we and coal have offered to, house that movement. We would like to have people come together under one banner, just like SCLC and the Civil Rights Movement, Community Organization for Abundant Life, would like to have a umbrella organization for all the groups to come together, all colors, all races, so we can support each other. Because it's not until we support each other that we're going to have success. The Civil Rights Movement was not successful until it got into mainstream America. Our Economic Rights Movement will not be successful until it gets into mainstream America. A lot of people, white people, have lost their homes. But yet, the real welfare has been given to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. $800 billion to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Well, how can you talk about helping the environment? How can you talk about helping poor people when you're giving $800 billion to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? $800 billion to the investment bankers on Wall Street. You know, I talked to Michael Moore, the director. He wrote Capitalism, A Love Story. You know, I told him about we need to have a march on Wall Street. We've been marching on the wrong W. Instead of marching on Washington, we need to march on Wall Street, have a massive sit-in. He gave it to some of his friends in Canada. I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, the whole idea is we need a economic rights movement. We need a massive march on Wall Street. We need hundreds of millions of people to get together who've been thrown out of their homes, whose jobs have been outsourced, whose rivers and waters have been polluted, whose lands have been taken for these pipelines, the fracking of the coal, and all of that. We need an economic rights movement that includes all the people and all the organizations. Only then can we move society in America to the next level. Just like it came from slavery, all the way from slavery to the civil rights movement, now we need an economic rights movement. So we need to move America to a higher level of social consciousness. And the only way we're going to do that, we need a movement. A movement is a spirit filled, if you don't mind me coming from the minister's perspective, a Holy Spirit filled movement. Because what energizes it is the power of the people. That sign there says Yahvah in Hebrew, Y-H-V-H. Y-H-V-H, Yahvah means eternal one. Yah, just like hallelujah. Vah, one, eternal one. We need something that will inspire the people, that will get their hearts, not just their minds. We just can't get them to read the ABCs of Communism by Bukharin. We just can't get them to read the Corn Force series, Dialectical Materialism, Materialism and the Dialectical Method and the Theory of Knowledge. We just can't get them to read Marx and get them to read Mao. We've got to reach the people at their hearts, not their heads. The Civil Rights Movement reached people at the hearts. Dr. King got people's hearts. When he got their hearts, all people, black and white, brown, Native American, came together. That's what we need now. And I would say to the Free Press and all the editors there, we need an economic rights movement. And everybody bring their issues. On July 4th, 2012, right before the election, we need to march on Wall Street, 10 million strong, tie it up, say nothing's going to move until we get our reparations, until we get our rivers cleaned up, until we get our valleys cleaned up, until we get the nuclear waste cleaned up. Nothing's going to move until we get what we want and we go to a higher level of human existence. And that's what we're talking about.
One last question. What would be your advice to someone like me, work with the Free Press? A lot of the groups I see, there aren't many people of color. So what would be your advice? I assume we should get out into the community and listen to what people have to say. I mean, specific to Columbus, Ohio, what would be your advice? Where should I go, you think? Maybe churches and other places around Columbus where I can, you know, I'm not going to stand there with a sign in protest, but it's a matter of me being there to listen.
Well, really, what we're saying, we're not really protesting per se in that sense. Yeah. What we're doing, we're making a demand on the president, making a demand on society, making a demand on the ultra-rich people who run the country. We're making a demand. We're looking at it in a positive sense. But as a person who works for the free press, instead of just going to the churches and going to the local, what you need to do is hook up with progressive organizations. Progressive organizations, if you want to talk about the environment, and then you've also got to push the issues that help the people of color, because the people of color are starving in terms of the food. The welfare programs are being cut out by Governor Kasich, by Governor Snyder in Michigan, by the governor in Wisconsin. You've got to go to them and say, look, we understand your issues, and your issues tie with our issues. You need to go to the progressive organizations. Now, the churches are not really going to move until they see the progressive organizations moving. The churches are always the last ones on board because they're pretty much the gatekeepers of society. When Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. came to Columbus, Ohio, back in 1964, he could only preach at one church, Union Grove Baptist Church. I was a kid living right here on Grove Street, right here on Grove and Cleveland in the Bottoms, the Black Bottoms. He could only come to one church, Dr. Fell D. Hale, may you rest in peace, was the only church where he could preach at because all of the churches would not let him preach in their church because he was talking about a movement, a civil rights movement. And they were saying, oh, well, you know, we're doing all right like it is. So I wouldn't suggest anybody to run to the churches right now. Go to the progressive organizations. Find the progressive people. We're on Facebook. We have websites. There are a lot of progressive people. Talk to those people. Unite with those people around their issues. Then they will unite around your issues. But there needs to be a common umbrella. And you need to sound the alarm, just like I sound this trumpet. You need to sound the alarm about a movement of people. And we need to have a slogan. The economic rights movement is your slogan. You go to them and say, look, you know, we had a civil rights movement, people. Now we need an economic rights movement. You go to them with that. I'm from the free press. I'm for an economic rights movement. You know, I know Reverend Ashe and Mrs. Ashe, and they work with COLE, the community organization. I need other progressive organizations to come. We'll give you some time. We'll give you some ads in the free press. You know, and once you start doing that, you'll build some bridges, and they'll start to trust you. I trust the free press because I've known it for 30, 40 years. But, you know, I went to Ohio State University. But a lot of people don't know anything about the free press. So what you want to do is become known, and you want to go to progressive organizations, and you want to talk to people that are in leadership positions who are on the streets, people who are on the streets who have their pulse on the fingers of the community. Talk to those people. The people that are in the trenches, the welfare rights groups, the tenants groups, the people of color who are in those groups, talk to them. Tell them we need an economic rights movement. You tell them that, and then you'll have the people that you want. But that's the only way we're going to clean up our rivers, our valleys, stop the fracking of the coal, get these pipelines removed, get this nuclear waste removed. You've got to go to the people who are on the streets, help them with their issues, and guess what? They're going to help you with your issues. Charge. We want to build positive relationships with everybody.